The global supply chain is strained. One essential transportation network continues to keep the economy connected 24/7. That network is FreightRail. We're increasing hiring and capacity, all while investing more than $20 billion per year into our network to improve reliability every day. We never stop working to better serve our customers because FreightRail works.
Uf, tengo mucha ham.
Sí, yo también.
¿No se te antoja un san?
¿O unas papi?
¿Y con este calor un refré?
No te quedes a la mitad. Ven a McDonald's por una comida completa. Compra cualquier crispy chicken sandwich o quarter pounder with cheese en el app y llévate unas papitas medianas y un refresco mediano gratis, solo en el app. Por tiempo limitado en McDonald's participantes, válido uno por día. Visita el app de McDonald's para más detalles. Se requiere descarga y registro del app. Para pa pa pa.
God, glory. Lift up your hands wherever you are and wave it unto God as a sign of worship in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Shintole, brother, boss, keep on a mic.
All participants are muted. And they can unmute
themselves. Riba skindolobo compronamoski fi.
Nipa libobos. Recording, press 1. To return to the recording has started.
Liposki pronamoski fi. Masinki de kasai. Just give him glory. We give glory to the Lord, he reigns. We give glory to the Lord, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. We give glory to the Lord, he reigns. We're going to read the scripture before we continue in our prayers this morning. First Corinthians chapter 15. And I'm going to read from verse 1. He said, "Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you receive and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I receive, I pass on to you. As of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. That he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. And that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living. Though some have fallen asleep, then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. Now I worked harder than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me Whether then it is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believe. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been risen. Then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ had not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead, but he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. Verse 17. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sin. Then those also who have fallen asleep is in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. Verse 20, where I'm going to stop. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. Hallelujah. We're going to finish the rest next time because of time. I want you to understand what the scripture is saying. Talking about that Christ resurrected from the dead. The Bible says he resurrected and gave gifts unto men. God himself is the one that raised Christ. After he died, he came back to life. And he says in the same scripture that the grace of God is with effect in his life. I mean, Paul talking. The grace of God, the effectiveness of the grace of God in your life is because Christ died and resurrected on the third day. And the Bible says he is at the right hand of God this very moment. Glory to God. I want you to know this so that every hopelessness will be gone. The enemy has no power to put you in a state of hopelessness, unfruitfulness. The enemy has no power to stop you from entering into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Allow the grace of God to be effective in your life. Most times, people do not allow the effectiveness of grace of God to fully operate in their life because of fear, because of hopelessness, unfaithfulness, uncleanliness. There are things that deters the grace of God. The things that weakens the grace of God. Hallelujah. Lies. Fornication. Masturbation. Things that weakens the grace. That makes the grace ineffective. Hallelujah. Abstain from these things. Greed. Jealousy. Envy. It makes the grace ineffective. That's why some are progressing and some are not. We need to allow the grace of God to be effective in our lives. Let the grace of God do it. Hallelujah. How do you do when you have been lying for the past 20 years? How do you escape from it? The Holy Spirit. The grace of God. Consciously. Like I always said, it's not something that happened in a dream. Hallelujah. Like all of a sudden, you stop lying. No. You're going to make an effort. Whenever the spirit of lying comes, you say no. You reject and refuse it. The same thing that happens in other sins, because this is the thing that cripples the grace of God. No effect. Glory to God. What does the enemy, why does he constantly fight the grace of God in your life? It is to ensure that you do not progress. Because the moment the grace of God becomes effective in your life, the enemy is in trouble. The kingdom of darkness are depopulated. The kingdoms of darkness are in trouble. Hallelujah. Because in that moment, you could stand up and pray for 10 hours. Glory to God. And again, it's not something that just happened. It is a conscious effort that I'm going to be waking up at 3 o'clock and pray something consciously. Something that needed effort. It doesn't just happen. That God wakes you up and then you see yourself praying. No. You have to be, you have to allow the grace of God to be effective. Just like you don't wish that your child go to school. Or you don't wish that he's in school and he find himself in school. You got to make an effort, get him ready, take him in the car and drive him to the school. That's exactly what happens. You're going to be make an effort to stop doing what is bad. Anything that your conscience begin to slander you, begin to, you know, beat you up and say, don't do it. Then don't do it. You know why? Because it brings down the confidence. The effectiveness of the grace of God needs confidence. God wants those who will approach him in confidence. Hallelujah. With confidence, approach God with boldness. Hallelujah. The Bible calls it boldness. Approach him. Don't come with double-mindedness. And one of the things that bring double-mindedness is sin. I wonder if God will answer me. I wonder if he's not going to answer me. Hallelujah. Because this thing I'm doing is bad. Then stop it. Hallelujah. Stop it. The reason is because of you. Yourself. Before even God. Yourself. Because if you don't, it will cripple your confidence. Meaning that the grace of God will not be effective in your life. The grace of God will be crippled. Will be weak. You will doubt your prayers. You will doubt yourself. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that we achieve this thing by works. But I'm saying to you that you need a conscious effort. Effort. Something that you have to consciously do. So that your confidence will be steady. Will not dwindle. Or you come to God with wavering mind. The reason is because you'll be struggling in the presence of God. I wonder if God is going to answer me or he's not going to answer me. Because of what I did, because of this, because of that. Then you stop it. So that when you come to God, you will come with a very open heart. Glory to God. And also confidence, boldness to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let us come with every boldness to the throne of grace. Let us come to the throne of grace with every confidence. In Jesus' name. This is going to be our prayer this morning. That the grace of God will be effective in our lives. Hallelujah. The grace of God. I know when I pray, God answers. Don't keep quiet. As you are praying this morning, God is going to skyrocket your grace, your confidence, that whenever you stand and begin to pray to God, he will answer you. God is willing to answer. Hallelujah. God, he loves you so much that he will wipe away your sin. But you see the problem, when you're coming with slackness, weak faith, weak mind, hallelujah, it deters prayers and the devil loves it. Because the moment your prayer is delayed or not even answered, he is happy to frustrate you. To think that this God thing is not working. Somebody told me one time, he said, you know this born again thing, I don't think it's working for me. Who told you? This is what the devil wants you to be saying. Because we lack knowledge. But the moment you begin to activate this grace, you know, you will not hear this anywhere. This you're hearing this morning is not something that is everywhere. You can't even go to church and hear this the way I'm explaining it to you. So take it seriously. Activate the grace of God. Make it effective. Raise your hand wherever you are. Demand from God to increase your confidence. Let the grace of God be effective in your life from now. That the grace of God will take over in the name of Jesus Christ. Mose kalebranto lebogos. Remazanta baremo sopranegea. Lanto balikan field on promise salikabadai. Rambo de esse pranagados. Lentala bronto vanima sekinga saibo. Reba skinda lababos koprinegabedos. Yanda lebabobobobo koruma sebranagadia. Reba sanga lababos confil branagados. Jalimba in katanabos soparianigados. Vendicare yande lebabobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobob go ramos zende lebe kendo robo go sobre gede liba gada riba godos. Riba ba 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 yanda liba ba goromo zombre nege begede liba godo. Riba bagendo lo bragada vegada bragada le bagada lo bragada le bagada le bagada lo bagada hira baba ganzele brande vegana mumias gondo robogo zobregada le bagada ya liban bodoromogo zima ganga ibo zumeriga ba. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, we demand for confidence, we demand for grace, we demand for confidence, we demand for grace. In Banakaban Sanabaya, Ramama Simboto Barima Makayaba, Lebrege de Libaba Gombo Ramazande Legabege, Riba Baba 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 Baskinda Bagazilabo. Ribo bobo boyondo lobo bobo guzia maganda lebagaya. Ribagaya rabagada lebago dorobago. Ribo bobo bobo boy ribaga barabagabaga. Rima mama manda lebraga dalibo borobo gozere bagaba. Ribo bogon venibra nagaba doze magadia baga. Zikarama tonto brenagadia. Lindro mogozono bobos. Infeneba kutia. Zipanta lababa kusia. Rabo do coco 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 Yiriba coco 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 Yiri mama 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 Manda liba bagazimi yando robogos In the negaberi bagodos In the neberi bagodoro bagodos In the neberi bagodoro bagodos Yes, Lord, we give you thanks. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is somebody on this prayer line. You have been having a palpitation, heart palpitation. Hallelujah. Heart palpitation. It will just start, your heart starts beating fast for no reason. Hallelujah. Gamos kimpranama zame talebabos amparika bazai. God is removing that sign, that symptom from you. God is taking it away right now. Makalibobos avini mokorobo. Zimparama konko askiba hasia. Zelebobos ofri magadia. Lontro ipananga sanga diaga. Jelekekekekekeke. Masura bakaka. In the name of Jesus, we release the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every sickness, every symptoms right now. Hallelujah. Let the glory of God move and begin to heal you completely. Set you free from every signs, from every symptoms. Mantalababas, yikambasanaba, reporto prakaba, zeprakatabakasia, zopopopokoski pranagadi, levania moski, balintoma inkabas, rabababa inkabas, zimporobokotea. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give you thanks, Lord. We give you glory. Whatever thing that has been hindering you from entering into the kingdom of God, from assessing the effectiveness of grace, I command this morning that those things be totally removed from you, removed from your family. Hallelujah. Matiagobodos. Is it that it brought sickness as well? I command that those sickness be gone. Every sickness, every powers of hell that has been attacking the grace of God in your life, that has been attacking it in the life of your children, in the life of your husband, in the life of your family, I release the fire. 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 Every powers that I withhold goodness from you, the goodness of God, attacking the grace of God, removing the goodness of God and delaying your progress. I command by the power in the name of Jesus Christ, let the fire of the Lord consume the enemies of God. In Sama Parodi, Landro Bekuria Masanaba, Rapoti Fire Sontiba Ia, in the name of Jesus Christ. Just raise your hand wherever you are and give glory to God. Say, Lord, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for saving me. I thank you. I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. And I will see you by this time tomorrow. Please remember.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull pattern saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone, you mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.